Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel 2:13. Here we're talking about the tree branches overhanging into your neighbor's field. So what's with those? Says the Mishnah, Ilan Shehu Notil Estei Chavero. If you have a tree whose branches are overhanging your friend's field, Kotzetz Moloha Mardeha Gabi HaMachareisha. If those tree branches are getting in the way of the neighbor doing his farming activities, you know, his tractor and that kind of thing, so then you can chop down the branches because they're in the way. Okay, meaning if they're not in the way, let's say, you know, they're high over the field. You have some fruit tree branch over the field, but it's not getting in anyone's way. So it's not bothering anybody, so we can't chop it off. Now, the actual words of the Mishnah say, Maloha Mardea Agabi HaMachareisha. What's that talking about? So the Mardea here is the ox goad. What's an ox goad? So to goad someone or something on, it's like to prompt it to go. The ox goad is to make the ox, that cow that's pulling the plow, move. Basically like a stick with a sharp point at the end, a little metal poker. And the point is that you take that mardea, that stick with the darban, the little sharp point at the end, and you stick it into the cow if it's being lazy and not moving, which pushes the cow to keep on going and continue plowing. So if you are plowing your field with a plow, a macharesha, so then you're going to be standing on the back or sitting on the back of the plow, you're going to be holding your Mardea, your ox goad, that little stick, think like a broomstick type thing, in your hand, vertically. You're not going to point it all the time towards the cow. So the highest point that needs the most clearance on your plow as it goes through your field is the upper tip of the ox goad, that Mardea. So the Mishnah is saying here, you can be kotzetz, you can chop down the tree to the full height of Maloha Mardea, the full height of the ox goad, Al Gabi Machresha, when it's sitting on top of the plow, meaning when you're holding it on back of the plow, you're holding your ox goad over your head, that's the highest point that needs clearance. You can cut that down to the tree because the tree's in the way. More than that, you can't. Uvacharu v'shikma, but if you're talking about a tree that's got much bigger, thicker, heavier branches, so then kenegeta mishkolis, then you can chop everything over on your property line because it's casting a shadow, it's not good in terms of the sun, it's not good in terms of the rain getting there, it's not good in terms of the dew forming, so therefore you can cut it all away. The word literally means kenegeta mishkolis, opposite or across from the plumb line. Plumb line is a plumb line is a tool you use when you're doing construction. It's like a little lead weight at the end of a string. The Latin word for lead is plumbium, like a plumber, doing with lead pipes, or like in the periodic table, the symbol for lead is PB. So that's the plumb line, nothing to do with like the fruit, the plum. It's a lead weight that holds the string straight down vertical, so you can see exactly from the air where the property line is, or whatever you're trying to measure is. So the point is, you can cut along the property line vertically straight all the way up to get rid of that overhanging carob tree or sycamore tree, because they cast too much shade and they're going to mess up your crops down beneath, or they're going to stop them from getting rain or dew, etc. Now, if it's a beis hashlachin, if the field in question that you're trying to grow grain on is a field that needs supplemental water besides rainwater, needs to be irrigated, so then the owner is desperate to get all the rain he can get, right, and all the moisture he can get. So any overhang is going to basically say, listen, you're going to knock, my field is getting the rain it needs because you're overhanging it, or you know, even that one branch is stopping a little rain from falling in, or, you know, it's the foliage is making like insulation, so it's making it a little warmer over my field, therefore less dew is going to form, which is going to mess up my field. I need the dew, as much dew and as much rain as I can get, so therefore you have no right to hang even a little bit over a beis hashlachin kind of field. And that being the case, if it's a beis hashlachin, kola ilan kenegeta mishkolas. Doesn't need to be a like a carob tree or a sycamore tree. Any tree overhanging causes that much less water to land in the field and be in the field, and therefore, of course, the farmer has to supplement by schlepping a bucket, which is not fair, and maybe the field won't grow as well. So therefore, nothing can overhang. Everything can be cut down exactly along the property line, or as the Mishnah calls it, kenegeta mishkolis, opposite the plumb line. Abba Shaul, who we saw before back in Mishnah Zion, just says, when it comes to trees that don't bear fruit, which is in Chazal's lesson called an ilan sirak, so those things, who needs them already? They're not very appealing. And therefore, says Abba Shaul, kol ilan sirak, if it's an ilan sirak, a tree that doesn't produce edible fruit, kenegeta mishkolis, then it just cut it all down. It shouldn't hang over the friend's property at all, because what's it doing there? Who needs it? If it's a fruit tree, that's one thing. I understand why you want your fruit tree, and you can, if it's just one branch, and it's not an irrigated field, the base of shlachin, so one branch can hang over. But if it's an ilan sirak, with no edible fruit, forget it, says Abba Shaul. Halacha is like tanakamado, not like abashol. So that means you can't dangle over your neighbor's field anything if it's causing him trouble in any way, essentially. If it's not causing him any trouble whatsoever and it's not in his way, so then the neighbor can't have a cut down.